Welcome back to another fun-filled, exciting, adventurous episode of Fresh Ubuntu. I'm your host, Peter Nicolaitis, and with me, as always, is Harlem. And today, we have a couple of special guests as well. So, in addition to Harlem, the founder and progenitor of Fresh Ubuntu, we have joining us Nightwise, also on the line.
We have a snippet of European quality there, so...
A snippet, indeed. Also on the line, Jason Watkins, formerly from In the Trenches. How you doing, Jason?
All right, yourself?
Just ducky. Thank you very much. And last but certainly not least, we have Chad Wallenberg from the Linux Basement Podcast. Hello, Chad.
Greetings and salutations. Glad you could have me on to review Fedora 9. I hope I can do it justice.
That's great. And after that, we'll be talking about Slackware 12.1 as well, so if you can stick around for that. Perfect.
I thought we were going to do Vista Service Pack 1.
Yeah. that's
a very
next
short podcast.
Next week. So, well, gents, why don't we start off? This is basically our Hardy Heron recap. Now that Hardy's been out for about a month and we've been able to actually put it through its paces, we wanted to see what everybody's thinking about it. So, I'd like to start off and just go down in somewhat alphabetical-ish order. And why don't we start off with Chad? And Chad, can you tell us what have you found to be your favorite new feature or improvement or fix or whatnot in Hardy Heron Ubuntu 8.04?
Man, my favorite feature is something that a lot of people probably aren't even going to know about. But there's the new remote desktop viewer for VNC connections, which you could always do before, but it was always kind of a pain. And now you can actually like favorite them and put a whole bunch of VNC connections into a nice panel and just click on the one that you want and automatically connect. And I've been using it more and more all the time because where I work, we have VNC on all the machines. So it's beautiful because people who I have to connect to all the time, I can just favorite place, you know, and just connect on them immediately. So it's a beautiful, beautiful new feature for me. It's kind of an obscure one, but it's a cool thing to have.
Yep. So it's like a connection manager kind of thing, then.
Yeah, exactly.
That's sweet. All right. Harlem, what do you find? What's your favorite new feature?
My favorite new feature is that it works right out of the box, and that's really a real awesome thing. I did a straight, fresh installation of Ubuntu on a separate partition on my laptop, and I was getting ready for the, you know, 20-minute Wi-Fi fix and then trying to get the NTFS partition read and all that kind of stuff. But fortunately, everything worked perfectly, and I also did a virtual machine, and a little bit later on that. But anyway, the partition, the Wi-Fi worked out of the box. I didn't have to do anything to it. The compiz was turned on by default. My sound worked, which I was a little bit worried about that too because they had went to the new Pulse Audio by default. It worked just fine. However, there's a couple of things, minor annoyances that I have with it. A little bit about that later. And there's this really cool feature that I thought was going to be included, which I had to install anyway, was this package called Cheese. I have a...
Cheese, good call.
Yeah, I have a webcam on my laptop and was trying to find a way to use it with Gutsy, and it was really difficult to get it to work. I thought you could do it with either mPlayer or VLC, which you probably could, but you have to do it through the command line. But now they have Cheese, and I had to had to install that from the repos. But other than that, everything works just fine. Now, that being said, there are some minor annoyances. We'll get to that later.
We'll get into those. Yes, we will. We will. Definitely keep those annoyances hot because definitely want to cover those. Jason, how about your favorite new feature?
My favorite new feature would probably be just the visual effects. Just like Harlem said, it worked right out of the box. I installed it on older hardware, and I literally did not have to configure a single thing. It works for me. Okay.
So now, well, since both of you have said that, I just want to stop for a sec. Now, for me, CompiZ was working fairly well on most of my machines, but I did have some problems on a couple of my HP boxes where it wasn't out of the box. So are you saying basically you've had better luck with visual effects and audio and things working than you did with Gutsy?
Absolutely.
Okay, sweet. All right, so that's good improvement. KW, what about you? What's your favorite new feature of Hardy?
Probably the out-of-the-box experience as well. I've installed it so far on two systems that previously didn't really work. For one, I used Wubi Installer to install it on my work laptop, my ThinkPad Z61M, which under Feisty didn't work at all. Video resolution wasn't good at all, and I just did the Wubi, and it worked right out of the box, wireless and everything, so I love that. And as for my EE PC, I've got it running on that one as well, and it only took some minor tweaking to do it. All in all, I didn't really feel that there were these big differences coming, except for the fact that I like the heron, because that's kind of my personal logo. If you take a look at my website, shameless plug here. Well, that's about it. Out of the box, a very, very maturing operating system, so that's good.
Excellent. All right.
So that's shamelessplug.com?
That's KNIGHTWISE.com.
We'll do all the shameless plugging at the end. Anyway. Okay, cool. I guess my favorite new feature, I suppose I'm happy with the uncomplicated firewall. I've played around with that a little bit. And, a standard disclaimer, yes, I know it's just a front end to IP tables, and I know that Firestarter is available. I just think it's kind of cool that, I've got an easy way to, via SSH manage the firewalls that, when I forget IP table syntax, I can still pretty much wing it now and, usually get the desired results with UFW. So, I'm liking that.
Doesn't always work that good, does it, Peter?
What? Winging it?
The uncomplicated firewall. It's
no,
more
it's
something of a local solar system thing.
We'll take that up with Zerg later. Question now, moving on then. We know what our favorite features are. What was missing, however? What does it, what is it still not doing? Or what did you expect to find in Hardy that you did not find there? Why don't we start with Chad again?
Okay. This is probably a big one. I hate that you can't tweak CompiZ effects by default. Like, what's the deal?
Right.
At this point, you should have the CompiZ effects manager, right there for you, and you shouldn't have to go search for the package.
Okay. Hey, so the CompiZ config settings manager and by default.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
One, I am going to add in Emmett Stewart. He got online. So hold on one second and we'll get him on real quick. All right.
All right. Well, while we're doing it, why don't we, Jason, why don't you chime in? What was not there?
What was not there with it? Well, we all know how we feel about the themes. I think they made a step in the right direction with this one, but I still had to pretty much make it unbrown. But it's that would probably be the only real thing. I mean, I've had zero complaints with this thing. It works beautifully. It works the way a computer operating system should. I mean, it's not as irritating as even Mac OS can be sometimes, or Windows.
Excellent. Okay, Nightwise.
What I was missing was maturity. That's going to tie in with my biggest pet peeve of Hardy. But shifting in a beta component of a program so important like your browser is something that I found lacking in maturity. I thought I thought that this was going to be an out-of-the-box production-ready Linux distribution and not some kind of, okay, we'll shove some beta in here. You can just wrap some code if it doesn't work kind of you know, midnight oil burning Linux distribution. That was something that I found really disappointing.
I could agree with that.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm running. You know, obviously, I'm running the Firefox beta, but I don't. I'm not. I guess I don't count that quite as a missing thing because I suppose that's something that if you know they had that whole synced release cycle thing and Firefox was a part of that, that maybe it would be ready. But I don't know. I'm gonna skip on that one. I didn't really have any expectations other than the themes, the new themes that they had talked about. So I guess Jason and I are in sync on that one. So,
hey, quick note on the themes. I'm actually running Edubuntu rather than Ubuntu, which at this point is now an add-on feature rather than a complete separate distribution. And this is the first time I've done it full-time. Like, I'm running it on all my boxes. And I love the theme on Edubuntu. It still has that kind of nasty orange, but all the icons are really cool. Maybe it's just me, but it's something worth checking out.
All right, then let's see. Now, Harlem, you are on, and is Cafe Ninja with us?
Yes, Emmett is on the line right here.
Excellent. Welcome. Hi, Harlem, why don't you tell us, Harlem, what was missing? What were you looking forward to in the new release that did not come through?
You know, quite honestly, my expectations were pretty much met. And really the only thing that I was worried about was the out-of-the-box experience. Because, you know, first and foremost, new users, that's the first thing that they're going to see is, does the wireless work? Is the sound working? Can I read my other partitions if I have any? And are things like USB ports working? Can I plug in devices and it'll recognize it? And that's what I was currently worried about. And I was also hoping maybe I wasn't hoping, but I think that's it. I really, my expectations were met on this one. It was a decent distro release, and it's pretty nice for a long-term support release.
Cool. Emmett, would you like to chime in? I know we're right in the middle of the Q&A here, but basically we've covered what our favorite new feature was, but we're saying now, like, what was not there? What was not in the distro that we were hoping or we expected to be there? Any thoughts on that?
Well, I have only two. One ties into what Nightwise says, and that is that I actually use a lot of Firefox extensions that don't play nice with Firefox 3. Mm-hmm. Yet. And the other was actually they managed to somehow break Bluetooth headset connections. But other than that, I was okay.
Okay. Were you able to fix that?
No. No, it seems that something, a patch that got rolled into a kernel in Hardy got somehow, or not Hardy, in Gutsy got rolled out.
Interesting.
So it's a problem in the kernel.
Okay, so you'd have to recompile your own kernel on that if you wanted that support back in then. Okay. All right.
I'm sure it'll get patched eventually, so I'm just patient.
Yep. Cool.
One of the things I did find missing in this release was, once again, the whole VMware server out of the box, this kind of works kind of thing, which I've encountered for the second time. Only today I did get a VMware server working after using an any-to-any script that was user-contributed to get it working. And that didn't work on Feisty, and it didn't work on Hardy out of the box as well, which I found was a little bit of a bummer.
Yeah, that was
really disappointed with that.
Yeah, that's something I guess that I'd say is missing, because the last time I did, when Gutsy first came out, I installed VMware Server manually on my desktops. And then when Hardy, or later on later installs, I found it in the repositories and I just added it that way. And so that was one of the things that was removed, you know, one of those, you know, 4,000 packages or whatever that I upgraded or got removed during my upgrade. I rebooted and all of a sudden VMware's gone. So I had to do a little bit of work and do that same any-to-any script before it would work for me. And I also had to, you know, clear out some old config files and stuff before it came back. So that's definitely one thing that was missing in my book.
But it's still not in the repositories.
Right. Yeah. So it's still missing. And yeah, I'm running off of Tarball now. So.
Yeah, same here.
Okay, so now I want to ask, what's the most overblown new feature here? What were you looking forward to that you heard about that you didn't find, if anything? You know, what did you really expect? And you're like, hey, this is going to be great. And then you logged in and you're like, oh, that's it? Anything like that happened to you, Chad?
Oh, man. That's a big question. Boy, all the hype. I don't think I had my expectations extraordinarily high. The only thing that majorly disappointed me, actually, yes, this is the one thing, Pulse Audio. Pulse Audio has, I know it's a great system, but it is not working for me. I cannot get more than one thing to play audio at a time on two of my boxes. And wow. It's driving me nuts to this day, and it's a huge disappointment so far. So far.
Mm-hmm. So far. You haven't given up yet.
I haven't given up, but I want I know I'm not the only person having the problem, because you hear about it constantly. If you check out the boards or IRC or whatever, a lot of people are having sound problems, and it all bounces back to Pulse Audio. I kind of talked about this a little bit on the last episode. And this is essential, because if we want a long-term support, you know, if we want people to follow Ubuntu and we want people to grab onto this long-term support, they can't be having audio problems out of the box, like you guys were saying. It's important. Out-of-the-box configurations work. There you go. I already ranted. Woo!
Yeah.
That's okay. That's okay. All right, so Harlem, what do you think? What was the least impressive new feature in your eyes, if any?
Yeah, I really agree with Chad, because there are a couple of things. First of all, I talked about this in a prior podcast right when Hardy came out, is the inclusion of Firefox 3 Beta 5 or something like that. Mm-hmm. And I was a bit annoyed because I wasn't able to use the old plugins and stuff, and which, you know, the plugins that I like to use. Delicious didn't have one for about a week and a half. Okay. StumbleUpon is another one that I use quite often. And secondly, the addition of Pulse Audio, and for, you know, podcasters like me, like Chad, like yourself, Audacity doesn't work well with Pulse Audio, and that was a known bug. And you know, that is a big no-no for me. Now, for other people who are just using, you know, their computers for less technical things, it'd be okay, but for me it was not a good thing. And so I had to roll it back to the ALSA plugin, which was pretty easy to do. And it now works, but I didn't like that Pulse Audio thing. And, you know, and they have this habit of including beta software in the finished release. And it's mildly annoying to me, because 99% of the time there's just something wrong with it and it can't be used.
Yeah. All right. Emmett, are you back?
I am.
Okay, so tell us, how were you most nonplussed? What was the least impressive new feature in your opinion?
Battery life?
For those of you who aren't following in the chat at the moment, Emmett got dropped because he moved his laptop and the battery apparently died. I don't know that we can blame that on Ubuntu, though.
Oh, not at all, not at all. That was a hardware issue, night-wise. Anyway,
it was a user issue, isn't it?
It was a main keyboard error. The least impressive issue I had was with the first RC that I actually put on the EPC. I found Pulse Audio just like Harlem. I had a lot of problems with it. I went through three different recording. I had three different pieces of recording software that I tried to make play happy with it. Rolling back to ALSA just as Harlan fixed it. When I did the when I did the, all the fixes for the EPC after the release, it apparently jams in all the OSA, because it also has to be recompiled for the chipset on here. So after that, I didn't have any problems. So for the post-release, I don't have any issues, because it the everything that I had to do for the EPC fixed a lot of what I probably would have had as a problem on this particular piece of hardware, especially.
Cool. All right. So, Jason.
Yes, sir.
What's the least impressive thing about Hardy Heron in your mind?
The least impressive thing about Hardy Heron, I would probably have to say, is just some of the default software features. Probably wouldn't be the same ones that I would use.
Okay.
But, you know, they're still pretty good at getting it out of the box. The whole Firefox 3 beta, I definitely understand the concern with that, because it's one of the most important features of the operating system itself. I mean, not too many people nowadays use a computer without using the internet. So that's pretty important. Evolution would not have been my default choice for email. I mean, I don't hate it, but it's wouldn't have been my default. It's I think it's a little buggy. It doesn't respond well to a lot of normal usage situations, not like Thunderbird does. I think Thunderbird's a lot more just a lot more solid than Evolution.
Right.
I don't really use Ubuntu on a laptop, or I have all ancient hardware, so I haven't really done too much with any kind of battery issues or anything like that. It's been pretty good, though. I can't really complain about it.
Right. If you look at if you listen to the latest Lug Radio, they've been comparing, or they're trying to, they're starting to compare email clients. They didn't get very far because, only two of the guys actually did it. But they're talking a little bit also about Thunderbird versus Evolution. So if you're interested in that, check that out.
Yeah, I heard that. I'm glad I didn't get the K-mail. K-mail does indeed.
that was funny. Nightwise, what really just didn't jive with you with the new release? Anything?
Well, just close your eyes for a minute and imagine Microsoft coming out with a new operating system tomorrow and shipping Internet Explorer 9 beta in it. The whole world will be up in arms.
Yeah.
But it's actually the same thing. What they've done, I found, not only is Firefox not ready yet, but it's not good.
Yeah.
All right. Harlem, we already covered you. Okay.
I hate to be a thorn in Ubuntu's side, but they've got to fix that suspend and hibernate thing, especially for folks like me who are on laptops. You know, we use suspend and hibernate quite a bit. Oh, Alan just came on.
And I think Nightwise, do you have to leave?
Yeah, I've got something coming up, so I'm going to be beaming out, and I'll see you guys next time.
We'll trade off one European for another then. Thanks for joining us, KW.
Okay. Take it easy.
Bye.
Take care. I like Firefox beta. I like Firefox beta, 3 beta. I said it. Since there was a lull, I want to just let you all know I have no problem using the beta.
Yeah. It's worked fine for me so far.
Like okay, now too, they have a Delicious extension for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I haven't done. I'm still running with my my old extensions or on my notebook. That's the only where I'm using Ubuntu regularly.
He's on. So.
And you can run Firefox too. Well, it's not like you can't do it. You just have to install it.
Right. All right. Joining us now from Prague at the Ubuntu Developers Summit, Alan Pope from the Ubuntu UK podcast. How you doing, Alan?
Yeah, not bad. I'm in the hotel. I must apologize for being so late. And it's a sequence of events that just I can't quite explain, but it involves cavemen.
We know you were interviewing Linus Torvalds. I've seen it all on Twitter.
Yeah, we know. We're little fish compared to the ones that you've had to fry. We understand.
No, seriously, cavemen. Cavemen. I've been dancing with cavemen. Just to confirm that, and prove I'm not talking out of, my hat. If you go to the following website, www.p PRAVEK.CZ. That's where we were. Trust me, you'll see cavemen. Okay, so with me here in my, this is in my hotel room. Well, my hotel room that, being that Canonical pay for it, we have to share hotel rooms. So I'm sharing with Tony Whitmore from our podcast.
Hey, everybody.
George Castro. You may know the name from Canonical, but, you know, he's that little bit part player in Canonical. Although he just bought me beer, so I shouldn't say that.
Hello.
And also Mike Basinger from the forums and also from the Community Council.
How you guys
Fantastic.
Doing?
Fantastic.
Hi. Well,
that's great. Gentlemen, glad welcome. You're all here. Now, I realize that you may have covered some of these already in your own podcasts, but that only should make answering easier. So a couple of quick questions. What is your favorite new feature of Hardy Heron? And any of you gentlemen over there, Tony, you want to chime in too? Just you guys can fight for control of the mic over there.
Should we do one each? George has got one already.
Well, either that or if you'd prefer, you can all go out in the back and you can vote and arm wrestle or whatnot and come back with a single
brainstorm.
Yeah, put it on brainstorm. We can vote. Now, you know what? You better all just go one each. Go ahead.
Okay. I need to hand over to George because I've just opened a bottle with my teeth and I think I've lost a tooth. Hang on.
I'm going to say my favorite feature is probably, I'm not kidding. He's really opening bottles of beer with his teeth. But my favorite feature is probably Wubby, which is the Windows installer that's included with Hardy. So the big difference, or the big reason I think that is because for the first time it allows Windows users to install Linux without having to know how to partition a disk or anything like that. They can just get the live CD, they can install it, and if they don't like it, they can go to add remove programs and remove it without like repartitioning or with risk of data loss. So I think that's my favorite feature by a long shot.
Excellent.
Tony, what do you think?
I like that when you're copying files from one file system to another, it now puts a little icon in the task tray with the realistic time. That's very good. It's a sad thing, but it makes a big difference every day.
Excellent.
I think my favorite feature is 64-bit in Hardy is just incredible. I'm running 64-bit on my laptop, and I couldn't be more pleased. If you have a 64-bit able computer, go ahead and install it, because there's no reason not to do it now. Flash works perfectly. Everything's just great.
Great. All right.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, Harlem, we got to pass that on because we had a listener inquire about that recently, and I told them that I wasn't really sure about 64-bit yet, but that's a ringing endorsement.
That's right. Good.
All right. Is Alan back, or is he still at the dentist?
I'm back, and my teeth are okay.
Excellent. Glad to hear it. So what's your favorite feature?
Oh, all I want to know is the beer okay.
Yeah, it's good. How'd you spell that? What is it?
Gambrinus.
And it says Sveltly on the bottom of the label. And they're really cheap. Oh, it's got a picture of a cheering man on the back.
Oh, it must be good.
Oh, yours has got a different picture. They're all beardy, though. They've all got long hair and beards.
Mm. Are they ill-tempered?
Did you get these beers from
no,
the cavemen?
No, they're very happy. No, this was from the special 24-hour.
It's not really a bar as much as it is
a convenience store.
More like a stool in a hole.
A stool in
a
hole.
And then she sells laser beams on their heads.
I don't know.
Okay, my favorite feature in Ubuntu Hardy is the community.
Oh,
what a suck! That's a cop out.
Person of the year.
Alan, I'm going to pose this one to you first then. What was missing? What did you expect to find in Hardy, or did you hope to see in Hardy that was not there? And say the community.
Yeah. The fact that the new Bulletproof X stuff, that means that you can actually boot the machine up without an xorg.conf. That's great, but it has a side effect, and that is that some other stuff doesn't work. Like, I have a laptop that's got it's a tablet, so it's got one of these pens. And in Gutsy, all of that was auto-detected. It's a Wacom tablet, and it all just worked. But in Hardy, it doesn't because of this. I spoke to Bryce Harrington, the guy who does X for Canonical, and he said that it's partly because of the Bulletproof X stuff, but partly also because of the there's other upstream stuff in X that's broken. So that disappointed me, that something that worked in Gutsy doesn't work in Hardy.
Yeah, that's always a disappointment.
Off the top of my head, the main thing that's still missing and continues to be missing is a really good video editor. I've been playing with KDN Live during the course of the week, and it's better. It's pretty much better than it was, and it's still probably the easiest video editor there is on Linux at the moment. In fact, you can see some of the examples of things I've been doing on the YouTube developers channel, which is youtube.com/ubuntu developers, and you can see the videos we've been making here this week. So we're going all the way through the week. We're having people coming from the summit talking to us on video. It's brand new, and you guys can get in and see all the videos right up there.
Sweet. Excellent. If you send us some links, we'll add them into the show notes when we put the podcast up. All right. Any other thoughts from the hotel room in Prague as to what was missing or what was promised but not delivered?
Yeah, this is George. One of the biggest things I was looking forward to in Hardy was the new theme look revamp, and that didn't make it. But I will tell you that I've seen some of the prototypes that are going around, and from talking to Ken Weimer, who we just had dinner with, the artists, you'll see that landing in Intrepid very soon, and it's very cool. Very black, very dark, very cool. It's definitely a total change from what you see in Hardy. So I'm really looking forward for that artwork to land.
Cool. Can't wait to see that.
Either.
Anyone else over there want to chime in?
Yeah, this is Mike. I guess I'm seeing the world through rose-colored glasses. I was completely happy with it. I can't think of anything that was missing. I'm still a little bit disappointed in Evolution. It did eat my lunch a couple weeks ago when I tried to set it up. But other than that, you know, I'm tickled pink with Hardy. The community and the developers did a great job with this. And, you know, I'm just kind of miffed that this hasn't made it farther into mainstream media, that, this was an operating system that was definitely a competitor with Vista. And I wish this would get better coverage, honestly.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, we're doing everything we can to help with that. So, okay, and then the last question that we had was, out of the stuff that was there, what is your least impressive feature? Either that or just what plain old just did not work, or any problems that you've had with it?
I guess I've covered mine with the Wacom tablet. I've put blue brainstorm item. Sorry, I'm getting there. A brainstorm item to get the network working, whatever kind of connection you have.
Right.
Network with whether it's network manager or whatever, and connect over Bluetooth to your mobile phone or using an integrated GPRS or 3G card. Or whatever. I'm disappointed that there isn't a kind of ubiquitous solution to connecting to the network using anything.
That
I'd love to see.
That sounds like some of the stuff that we're expecting to see in Intrepid, though, right? Like ubiquitous connectivity anywhere?
Apparently, well, I'll hand you over to George because he knows this.
there was a session about 3G. Unfortunately, I don't think any of us attended, but it's definitely on the radar for Intrepid. The best thing you can do is we'll send you along the URL, but you can look at the summaries of all the sessions and see what came out of them. So we'll send you along that URL, but definitely 3G and all these ubiquitous networking things and blah, 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 blah. They were all discussed at the desktop and platform track. So it's definitely on the radar. We just don't know what the status is right now, but we'll send you along the links.
Excellent. All right. Anybody else care to chime in? Anything least impressive?
Mike's shrugging and smiling. He just loves Hardy.
That's perfectly valid.
For him. Oh, he's giving his Hardy live. We get live CDs here given away and Ubuntu t-shirts, and he's just cuddling them. In fact, he's falling asleep now, cuddling his live CDs and his t-shirts.
Well, that's good. the thing
it's a little weird.
Yeah. Yes, it's weird but good. That's okay. I had spoken about how on the podcast a couple of times how my upgrades that I had done on my notebooks and my desktops had gone fairly well. But it turns out that on my server upgrade, it actually wouldn't boot using the new kernel. It would get really early in the boot process trying to mount my RAID arrays, my MD RAID arrays. It would just hang. And that turned out to be a real disappointment. So I was able to get it to boot using the old kernel that shipped with Dapper, but not the new one. So I guess what's I'm still least impressed at the upgrade feature, although that was one of my most impressed points earlier on when I did the desktops. When it came to the server upgrade I did, that one really let me down. So,
what were you upgrading from?
Dapper. Yeah, I did a leapfrog. I went all the way from Dapper straight to Hardy.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, that's actually supposed to be supported, but if you give Alan the bug number, we'll have someone look at it, because that's definitely not right. You did file a bug, right?
You know what? I have all the details in a text file on the non-booting machine right now.
Once you get that to boot... post a bug and send it along, and then we'll look at it. I know that there is a DM raid session tomorrow. But yeah, that's definitely a bug that's not supposed to happen. So post a bug, and then we'll get people on that.
I'll have to dig up my live CD. Well, that was the other problem, was that I couldn't get it to I was trying to find out how one goes about mounting an MD raid array from a live CD, and I wasn't able to get that.
I think I can help you with that.
Cool.
I've had that problem, and I think you can trude in and get that fixed.
Beautiful. Well, we
By
can
the
work
way,
on
that. Was Chad Wallenberg of the Linux Basement podcast.
Thanks, Alan.
He's posting his phone number so that everyone can call him for tech support too.
Don't joke.
All right.
And if you actually put in a live CD and you have enough memory, you can just apt-get install what you need.
I tried that, and I just wasn't able to do. I wasn't able to get MD Atom, and I tried mounting the array, and it was showing me that the device didn't exist.
Okay, well, definitely post along a bug and send it to Alan. And I know there's an MD raid session tomorrow.
Okay,
and we'll definitely try to squeeze that in there. Alan's nodding his head as he's opening another bottle of beer with his teeth. So
if I can get that done tonight, I will try. But I don't know. Time's getting a little bit short. On that note, is there anything else anybody wants to cover? Anything we haven't discussed already that you, related to Hardy that is good or bad or just newsworthy at all?
It ran right out of the box in Parallels.
Yeah, in VM too. Yep, you're right.
Yeah, I couldn't say that for Feisty and Gutsy.
Mm-hmm.
I had to do a little bit of kung fu to get them to run in Parallels on either one. But, I mean, it even picked up my MacBook Pro's camera. So.
Wow, that's good.
Yeah.
Cool.
And I'd like to say opposite of what Pete's saying is I've actually had a really, really good experience with Ubuntu server. In fact, I'm more pleased with – I've been running Gutsy and Feisty for quite some time on server side, and I'm really, really pleased with the Hardy.
Excellent.
Yeah, I've got one more tidbit for you guys. The one guy saying he had a Mac –
Yes.
Or what?
Yes.
There's an application. Oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
Okay, so there's this application in Universe right now, which is a Quicksilver clone, which is very popular with Mac users. It's called Gnome Do. That's Gnome-Do. Check it out. It's a launcher. It's really fast, and it's really great. And it's my favorite part of Universe, actually, if anyone asks.
George told me about Gnome Do the other day. Gnome Do. How do you pronounce it? George gets really funny when I say gnome and not gnome. And, Gnome Do is just lovely. I just hit two keys and I just start typing S and then Skype appears and I press enter and it's launched. It's just, it's lovely. It learns what you run and remembers the applications that you launch regularly. It's just lovely. Mm-hmm. I know Krista Edwards, who's, a prominent community member. I think he's got rid of his panels completely, and he just uses Gnome Do to launch all his applications. It's a really nice app. It's worth having a look at.
I have not heard anybody gush over anything like that since Jason Calacanis was pimping Audible on Twit. Cafe Ninja, you had some comments?
Well, yeah, no, it's just I play with Gnome Do, and I do enjoy it, and I definitely use Quicksilver like mad on my Mac. But I noticed that the plugins, the extra extensions are all DLL files.
Weird.
That you have to plug into the directory to start using, yeah.
Yeah, that's normal. It's a mono app. You'll get over it.
All right. Anything else? Anybody, anyone else have any parting words before we wrap this up?
Well, we just like to thank you for over here in Prague, and this podcast is great. I listen to it every week. It's a really great part of the community, and I'm glad you guys do it.
Thank you very much. And if that's it, then
keep up the good work.
I just want to say thanks for everybody who has joined us from over in Prague, Alan, Tony, George, and Mike. Thank you very much. Cafe's Ninja, Emmett Stewart. No man page minute this week, but you'll be back again next week with some more, correct?
Correct.
Excellent. All right. Nightwise, we'll thank him. He's gone already, but it was nice having him on. Jason Watkins, thanks for making it, and always glad to have you. Great. And Chad from LinuxBasements.com, thanks for coming on.
Thank you, guys.
And of course, Harlem. This, the guy who started the whole podcast in the first place.
Yeah. So. Hey, no problem. I'm here always.
Always. And it doesn't matter where here is, right? All right. Everybody, with that, let's wrap it up. Thank you very much, and we'll all talk to you again soon.